By the way, I feel like we need a different term for when reality TV couples, even when married, uncouple.
Yeah.
Divorce feels strong.
Yeah.
Divorce feels like you had something real that was lost. Now, maybe I'm giving too much credit to the institution of marriage overall. A lot of people bastardize that, but I feel like we need a different word for reality TV divorce.
Well, I mean, think about it. If Jordan Rogers got divorced now, you would say divorced, right?
Well, they lasted a while. There should be a time limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the what's her name who did it? Uncoupling as opposed to divorce?
Conscious uncoupling?
Well, because a lot of people thought that it's just when the contract ended. So they were like, we can get divorced now.
Decided to part ways.
Yeah.
Decided not to renew their contract.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That probably sound like a roster transaction.
Yes.
Not like you've been married for a long time and it's a real sad occasion. Because let me tell you, they don't give a fuck.
No.
I know people do those mock sports press conferences a lot now. It'd be great to get reality stars breaking down their failed reality TV marriage after. Hey, you know, we thought we had a really solid game plan going into the show here. We went out and executed early and just, you know, overall, the ball didn't bounce our way at the end of this.
Mike, did you hear that Monday we may try and do a live YouTube and have
when we're all here,
people with interaction?
Okay.
Yeah. No. Sydney, what is your sweatshirt?
I got it off Etsy. It says Saturdays are better in South Bend, and it's got a really cute little back to it.
Let's see. Oh!
Oh, wow, that is cool.
Oh, I need to get that.
It was literally like $45 off of Etsy. Thank you. It's very comfy.
Why do you got to fight right here? Comfy.
Go big here. They tell you to go oversized. I got an extra large.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You
look very big.
But that's overly big.
You've just gotten a large.
Big. Yeah.
I know, but I wanted it big.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, gotcha. There you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast, a podcast that can loosely be described as looking a bit big.
That's fair.
I feel that post-wedding.
That's more than fair. I feel it a lot lately. I'm Mike Golic Jr. This is alongside my father, Mike Golic Sr., my mom, Chris, my sister, Sydney, and, of course, super producer, Mikey A. My brother, Jake, and his wife, Jenny, are busy preparing a baby for a long drive and doing it while mildly sick. Ben is in med school. If you're a first-timer around here, those names may mean nothing to you. And by the end of this, if you're a first timer, those names still could mean nothing to you and you'll feel a bit more like an insane person. But we promise, no one said it'd be easy. They just said it would be worth it. I'm also feeling the puffy body post birthday because mom, while doing a very nice thing, also put me in hell. Because mom, instead of sending me a cake this year, sent me these little cups that come
with jars.
They're jars of cake. And so it was very well thought out. It was, well, sometimes you feel pressure to eat one cake all in one day, and this way you don't have to worry about keeping it in the fridge. These are little screw-off jars. Now this just means I wake up every morning and have half a slice of cake with my coffee.
How great is that, though? I mean, it's like torturous, right? Because you know it's not the best thing in the world to do, but there is nothing like cold cake and coffee and or milk in the morning for breakfast. It is awesome.
Oh, no, it's great, except for my body, which already is ingesting pounds of shit every weekend I travel to a college football stadium and to a college football town and is now struggling coming off that. Like, I fell off the wagon a little bit. I think I, like, got a little shoulder injury I'm nursing right now. Went and played some golf yesterday. Body's not feeling super great, so we're backsliding a little bit midseason.
Did you try it? I mean, I've tried this too. This is obviously not for the masses here, but you know, when you travel every weekend, you say you're going to be good and you end up not being when you travel the games. I'm trying, but I actually worked out before the game I did Sunday in where the hell was I?
You were Tampa. In Tampa.
Tampa for Tampa. And who the hell did they play?
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you try and be good. Like last year when I was doing the college games, I, like, found an Orange Theory and worked out every Saturday morning. So are you doing that? Are you finding a place to work out?
at the very minimum, I go and I find the hotel gym, which, let me tell you, not a great sign for some of the hotels that we've stayed in. Every hotel gym that I have used so far this year, and we're now at the recording of this podcast 5 weeks through college football season, has had carpeted floors.
Oh my God. That's awful.
It is gross on a variety of levels.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh. So, that's bad.
I would argue that October is far worse than the holiday season when it comes to diets, because when it's the holiday season, you eat big Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving. But in October, you're going a little crazy on Saturdays and Sundays, and there's always Halloween candy in the house, and you're always like, I'll just grab one. And you have too many, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, we got to buy a new bag.
Yeah.
I think October is far worse than the holiday season.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Because you're heavy into football season, too.
Yeah, Chris always has to hide the, because we get the big bars for Halloween, and she always has to hide them because I would find them and break into them. And I'm trying to be good.
Yeah.
Trying to be better, but it's always a temptation when I open a drawer I don't normally open, and there's, you know, fucking 12 big size Hershey bars. And I'm like, well, you know what? The kids can have 11. You know, I'll have one.
You know what's killing us too is crumble cookie right now.
Oh,
it's crushing us. Like every week I say, I'm not going to get it this week. Yeah. And then Sunday rolls out and there's like one or two that they show that I'm like, oh my God, I want to try it.
Yeah.
I don't even wait till the end of the week. I'm there Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like, I'll have a good week and then I'll get it on the weekend. Yeah. My fat ass is in there after workout. Like, like I'm that person that like someone's probably taken a video of me eating in her car in the parking lot.
But you know what? You can justify it. You always justify it after workout. Your body's burning.
Yeah, but so I'm just never going to get to where I want to be.
Yeah. Mike, you hit the big time here.
You're like 6 years away, Sydney, from, by the way, just giving up on that. Because I have resigned myself to the fact that I am never going to have the body that I fully want.
Oh.
I'll get close and I'll have a body that's serviceable, but I like too much bad shit to ever take that.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
I feel that. I'm like, and I'm fine with it. I'm completely content with my body. And I know once I even have kids and stuff, it's not going to.
Well, that's the thing. We're never going to give up the bad. It's just if we eat less of it, you know, eat more good than bad. But Mike, you hit the mother load with crumble, did you not?
Yeah, I listen, fingers crossed for your boy. It's been a banner month for content.
It has.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Between the Chili's gift box that keeps on giving and hopefully a content collaboration with our friends over at Crumble. Life is going pretty good right now. I am one. All I need is Taco Bell to look in my direction.
That would be the end of you.
Lord of the Rings, Eye of Sauron style. I just need the bell to turn my way and cast its gaze upon me. I saw someone talking last night because there were so many Taco Bell ads during Monday Night Football about when the last time you had Taco Bell was. Brother, take your pick.
Yeah, yesterday.
I mean, I went to Taco Bell Defy, the Super Taco Bell in Minneapolis. Me and my friends got drunk on pretty expensive wine and then DoorDashed a bunch of Taco Bell the week of Sydney's wedding. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. Taco Bell, come around.
I want to quickly go back to Crumble. And Mike, if you're on that pod or talk to those people, you better tell them what my intent has been over the last 6 months to acquire one of those wonderful establishments. And if they would assist me in that. I have sent multiple applications into them. So I need this.
Do we need this? I don't know if we need.
I just want to say I own a freaking Crumble, man.
I mean, I can't imagine Dad.
Oh
in a
my
Crumble.
God!
Ugh.
No, it would go poorly. I always said I could never like work in an ice cream shop or a place like that. I always dreamed of going and working part time at Donut Crazy when I was unemployed for 12 weeks in Connecticut. Right. But then I realized it would be a worse version of what I'm doing now with the jars of cake in the fridge.
So I really wonder though, and I'm sure people that listen to this podcast know our family and maybe even do what we do. And that is ingest multiple, you know, desserts and pastries and ice cream. Because I have heard if you work at one of those places, you get sick of it. So I'd like to hear from somebody after they listen to this, if they work in a donut shop or an ice cream shop, do you truly not eat a lot of it because you're around it all the time? I always wondered that.
I'm sure after you gain like equivalent to like your freshman 15, you kind of like get sick of it and you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, like, I'm done.
By the way, for everyone listening right now, that panting and slurping you hear is me and Mike Yeh listening to my dad talk about working in an ice cream or a cookie. Hubba hubba.
Is Crumble really that good? I still have gone once and they were sold out.
Really? That's how good they are. That's how good they are.
Yeah. Honestly, one of my life's biggest regrets is not us not getting in on Crumble, like franchise wise, when we could get one, because now they're just.
Well, Mike's going to take care of that for us.
Yeah, they're all gone.
No. We'll find a place. We'll find a place for it.
Mikey, how close is one to your house?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, man. Go, yeah.
Try again.
You can order it on with your app as well,
and then just go pick it up. You could go pick it up. So
there we go. Experts
maybe after the first time. I want the first time to be the whole experience.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Get the smell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a creature of habit guy.
Right. You want?
Oh, you'll love him. You'll love him. Go do it.
He wants all five senses engaged on this. He wants to move him physically, spiritually, sexually, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good things, look what I got for us to try. The tailgate candy corn.
They look horrific.
That's the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my life.
Mikey, it looks horrific. One is hot dog flavored. Oh. One is hamburger flavored. One is popcorn flavored.
All right.
Fruit punch and vanilla ice cream.
Fruit punch and vanilla ice cream I can go with, but hot dog and hamburger?
All right. I just want to say this right now. One, this is a great bit for the famously visual medium of podcasting, which may change. We're going to try to do a live YouTube show, I believe, at some point next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
We're all heading out to South Bend. Our nephew, my parents' grandchild, Jackson, is having his christening out in South Bend. We're all going out there for the moment. Me and Sydney are the godparents.
I don't know how that happened.
That's a bad, bad mistake.
Yeah. Huge mistake. There's like a weird, like obviously like dark comedy about if me and Sydney were forced to come together and raise Jackson for some reason in the wake of the loss of Jake and Jenny and just the mishaps that would happen as a result of that.
That would be a comedy. Yeah.
Can you feed a baby icing straight from the piping?
You know what? We would just hand them off to Ben and we'd let Ben make all the important decisions about him. So
when Mikey was young at the mall, when he was whining, we used to put Cinnabon frosting on his binky.
On his binky, and it would put it in his mouth, and there's
little holes in the binky.
It would ooze out the holes of the binky. Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, gagging a little bit.
Oh, why?
We started all you guys on the path down the good food, the sweets, very early
on.
The
path of diabetes.
I was just going to say, you started us down the path of type 2. Your life goal was, if I'm going down, I'm taking the kids with me.
Yep, that's exactly right.
My AO1C is coursing. But so you've got this bag of candy corn. And I just want to say, everyone recoiling at the flavors. It's fucking candy corn.
That's the delta
in flavors. This is like when Stu Gotz claimed that he could taste the difference between Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Like,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to taste the difference.
So what do I
say that
here
as a lover of candy?
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. They have all the flavors on there, but the candy isn't marked to know. Oh, I guess it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, aren't there flavors? Okay.
No.
I mean, I'm not a huge candy corn guy. I'll eat it because I've always said this and I stick with it. After Halloween is over, when you have your, you know, plastic pumpkin full of candy, the candy that's sitting on the bottom is a candy corn because that's the last thing that's eaten.
It's ass.
Can you tell what flavor that is you got there, Mike?
No.
I think I just got fruit punch.
No, I just
does that look like the one you...
Ted almost got something.
Okay. Ted's gotten worse.
Ted eats rocks and shit. I think a candy corn bite would have been the least of his worries.
Do you know what Ted does? We have the place we walk. For those that don't know, Ted is our bulldog. Hank and Harry are our pugs. We go walking kind of the same path on the Notre Dame campus. And one of the spots is between two of the dorms, the back end of it where nobody is, so we can let them off their leash. And
okay, I got a bad one.
Ted has found... Oh, she just spit it out. Ted, eat it. Ted, eat it.
It's like being boozled. No.
Mom, don't make someone else eat your baby birded food.
Oh, it's all happening again.
Again.
See, you got this tool on your belt.
Which fits to continue my story. We let Ted off, these guys off the leash, and Ted finds out where the students have thrown up, and he eats their puke.
Yes. Outside the dorms.
Outside the dorms, you know, when a guy would just puke right before they go in their dorm. Ted has found
a guy.
All of us. I shouldn't say a guy because I know Sydney's been down that road.
I puked out in the street in front of my apartment here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
I walked out the next morning to go move my car, and there was just a big black splat on the pavement.
Well, and if there was a dog walking like Ted, I'm like, Ted, what are you doing? I go over there, and he's just fucking housing a pile of vomit. I'm just like, oh.
Here, try that one.
Oh, are you giving me the one you spit out?
I don't know if it's the one I...
This is the equivalent of when someone smells something really bad and then walks up to you and go, here, smell this. No. Yeah.
Did that taste
that
bad?
That tasted like candy corn.
Okay.
Have you ever not smelled it, though, when somebody has done that to you?
No, of course I've not.
Of course you have.
No. I don't want to smell it.
Ben does that all the time. He'll be like, this tastes really bad or smells really bad. Smell it. And I'm like, why?
All right. I got kind of a bad one, too.
The fruit punch ones are good. The ones that are like orange, those are good. And then I think these white ones are the vanilla ice cream. Try that one.
Oh, God.
Now, how would you like to have been in that pitch meeting? Candy corn already has such a reputation. And they're like, guys, hear me out. Hot dogs.
Yeah. So true.
Why that way?
Yes.
That's jail time.
No, I say you lean in. You're already the bad guy. You might as well be the fucking Joker at this point.
This is like the jelly beans that are supposed to taste like vomit or whatever.
Bean beans, every flavor beans.
Yeah.
From, Harry Potter.
Yeah. But, I mean,
yeah.
These are only available at Walgreens in case anybody's interested.
Yeah. Have a ball. Yeah. I mean,
Ted likes them.
Again, I'm not a candy corn guy anyway, but I don't really taste a lot of difference.
Again,
That's what I figured. Like, honestly, you could probably give me jizz and shit as flavors of candy.
Mikey!
And they'd be remarkably
Jesus,
fine.
Seriously?
Mikey, stop.
I'm just saying, I don't think the delta in taste is there for this kind of product.
I agree.
I think where candy corn is missing their opportunity is to learn from Big Reese's. Because I've always maintained that Reese's Shapes are the better version of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same holds true because, you know, in the candy corn realm, you've got candy corn pumpkins that are a little bit thicker, different consistency, and I think bring a different experience to the party. If I'm candy corn, I want to expand the empire in shapes, not in flavor. Sydney,
well, they do. They have the little pumpkins.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Keep
There's
doing more
pumpkins
of it.
And corns right now, which I understand it's technically corn, but we've already taken the leap with pumpkins into a different tax bracket. Why not just kick the door open on them?
Gotcha.
I think they should just fold their company.
I agree.
Stop making candy corn anymore.
What were you going to say, Sid?
They haven't made it in years. It's the same one from 19.
Yeah, how long?
True. What I was going to say is, did you see that Reese's is coming out with Reese's animal crackers? So it's like animal crackers and then with a layer of peanut butter and a layer of chocolate.
Oh, really? Put that in a bowl and milk. How great would that be?
Mm-hmm. I tried to order them. They're not available yet.
I appreciate animal crackers doing their version of like the old New England Patriots veteran move. Where you latch on to a proven champion to get back into the good, like, because animal crackers haven't been hot on the street in a while, and so they're looking at a proven Super Bowl champion like Reese's and saying, we'll take less money and less of the attention here to come and be along the ride and finally get our ring.
Yeah.
Can Reese's do any wrong?
No.
Like, you tell, like, hey, Reese's, we just made it, you know, 38 pounds, and people are like, yes, buy. Hey, we put it on a hot dog. Yeah, all right, I'll try it.
And those were, you know, sometimes the old commercials are the best. And I don't even know if you guys remember, like, one of the first Reese's commercials that came out. It was two people walking on the street. One was eating a Hershey bar or a chocolate bar, and the other was dipping their finger in a jar of peanut butter.
You got chocolate on my peanut butter.
And they walked around the corner. They bumped into each other, and the chocolate bar ended up in the peanut butter jar. And that's exactly right. You got peanut butter on my chocolate. No, you got chocolate on my peanut butter. And that was Reese's, man. That shit was it for me. That was awesome.
You feel very, very strongly.
Oh, I love that commercial. Just like we talked about this, Mike, when we were finishing up, me, you, and Trey at ESPN with the radio. We wanted to do a whole series of bring back jingles to commercials because I love jingles. And then all of a sudden we didn't have a show anymore, so we couldn't do it. So that made it difficult.
No jingles.
Yeah.
No,
it's hard to do that without the platform. I will say, yes, I feel like more places need to make use of jingles because it's just free addiction. And especially like now that TikTok's become such a prevalent part of life, your jingle is one clever kid away from being aggregated into a new trend and now free advertising.
So. Right.
Yep,
Is there a current commercial set where you can't wait for a new one? Like, I remember the Southwest Airlines must be football season or football is back, or the Terry Tate office linebackers, where it was like, okay, there's a new one. Hold on, everybody be quiet. Like, has there been any new commercial?
I can tell you one. The one where the guy is dealing with the people who are acting like their parents.
Okay, that is a good one.
Yeah, I always look for the next one of that because I think those are so well done.
Yes.
I would say it's largely been insurance because it was the Baker Mayfield series with him inside the Brown Stadium too that I would always look forward to. And then I don't know if it's technically a commercial, but I guess it is a commercial series. The Heisman House, I think they've
tested
for the This Is Sports Center commercials and the series of commercials I most look forward to around ESPN.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like the Dr. Pepper Fansville too.
Oh man, Bryce Young has been in Fansville.
Yes, he has.
The Alabama reigning Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah,
kid's got the goods.
Yeah, he's been doing well.
Himself into Fansville, and Fansville's a weird, weird town to try and contend with. When you really look at the totality of what's gone on in Fansville, they've had like a weird the actual transfer portal in a graveyard in town. They've had weddings go on in there. At one point, Fansville became self-aware last year and realized that they might be being watched by a larger group of people. Like Truman Show style, it's disturbing.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely
think great, though.
And now Bryce Young has to show up in his spots in a sling, so we have to wait and see.
I mean, we'll see. It sounds like he's day to day at this point, he could still be back out. Nick Saban would have him out the sideline. God, Mac Jones got himself a wagon. Speaking of college football, Mom and Dad, you guys getting ready to head out to Sin City for the Notre Dame BYU game? The uniform reveal that Dad and I were famously a part of for this, the silky all whites in this game, and Notre Dame fresh off a bye weekend where I didn't have to stress at all. You guys excited?
Yeah, we are.
So excited. Sid and Ben are going to meet us there.
I'm going.
They're coming out on game day, the morning, but your mother and I will be there the night before, and I don't know if your mother is more excited about going to watch Notre Dame play or gambling, because we know, anybody that doesn't know, she is a gambling addict.
You both.
Oh, wait.
You both are wired this way.
Just like whose fault is it that Sydney spends the money? I'll take some responsibility, but your mother's 80%. And it's the same way in gambling. Just admit it to the people. You've got a little bit of a problem.
That's what he's saying. It's not like mom's going by herself to the casino. You're going with her.
I go to protect her in case she wins.
Okay.
Well, I would say the real difference here is mom's just good at gambling and dad isn't.
Mom's good at gambling. She's playing the slots. There's no skill involved. Is there skill involved in the slot?
You kind of got to feel out the room, know the area.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah.
But she's winning. It's a bottom line business. The standard is the standard. And whenever you guys go to the casino, the text we always get in the family group chat is mom won. And then mom usually ends up like she does with the rest of your guys' money, handing out a stipend to dad that he's allowed to use unsupervised.
Yeah, no, I can't argue that. She is very good. Do I call it good at the casino playing slots or lucky? Which is it? I don't know.
Yes.
Brother, listen, after a while, if the result keeps happening consistently, I don't give a shit what you call it. College coming out.
I agree, and we are going to hit it hard.
Yeah, Saturday or Friday night.
We got a nice Friday night dinner planned. We got some, you know, maybe a couple of commitments here or there, but then it is on.
I'm hoping I go to that game, not have slept.
Mike, when we were there for the reveal, you ended up even, right?
Yeah, I ended up managing to work my way back into good graces there. It was a battle, but we found our way to ultimately.
Good for you.
It was good. Did you guys see Marcus Freeman said he's doing bed check personally?
At 8:30. Yeah. 8:30.
Well, wow. 8:30 Pacific. It's gonna be 11:30 Eastern for those. Right. Guys. So I imagine they're gonna be pretty tired.
Stop. Right. What is Ted doing?
Biting the blanket. Stop. You crazy fucker.
He's out of control.
God, but yeah, like Tiger King. You goddamn son of a bitch.
Yeah. I saw he's going to do bed check personally. So
because it's going to keep him from heading to the tables. That's probably why.
Well, I mean, that's the hope. Like bed check's always interesting because there are like times when people would come in because it's usually some ops person or a GA that has to just come by, knock on the door and kind of look in. And sometimes they don't go looking for trouble. Like they'll just open the door, look for some sort of verbal confirmation and then
shut the door.
As someone who's been around a lot of bull weeks, you can work your way around bed check.
Yes, you can.
I'm sorry, Earl's just pissing on the landing of our stairs.
Oh, come on! Do you even know how to train a dog?
He's been doing it for like, Earl.
Why is the gate not closed?
Excuse me. He was upstairs laying on the bed and he was laying on this. Excuse me. I'm going to mute
you
this.
Raising your dog? Oh my God.
I love she muted it.
She's gone now.
She stormed off.
I think the players are staying in a hotel where there's not a casino, which is odd in Vegas, but I think that's what's going on. I don't know the name of it, nor would I give it out, but I think that's what's going on.
But yeah, you would have to do serious bed check there, I think, because kids could get in trouble there.
It's Vegas. It's the reason when we went and stayed in Ireland, I said it was the least fun trip abroad I've ever had when we played there because we stayed 45 minutes away from the Temple Bar District out in the middle of nowhere in the countryside.
Right. But it was a great hotel.
It was a great hotel, though.
Yeah, it was a great hotel for all you guys because I got to see you guys every morning hung over with our op staff in the lobby because you got to leave and have fun.
Bad. A lot of Guinness.
Yeah.
A lot of Guinness.
That's bad.
I'll bet there's a few coaches that might need bed rest.
I know. That's the truth. Like, yeah.
Because they're old enough to know what's going on.
That's where you put away all your Notre Dame gear, you dress in regular clothes and kind of sneak out.
Undercover, put a hat on.
I'm here for an insurance convention.
No, but we're excited to go. It should be fun. I'm excited to go into the Raiders Stadium there. And see how that is.
Allegiant is incredible. Dad and I were in there, and I still say the funniest part of going to do that jersey shoot was Michael Mayer, Notre Dame's All-American tight end, and Isaiah Foskey had to come down and do the "We Are Back" thing from, you know, for anyone that missed it, that uniform reveal was a Hangover spoof. And as part of that, you had Stu and them going, "We are back," and the three best friends that anyone had. And Michael Mayer had to do probably 12 takes of coming down and yelling that in the tunnel at Allegiant. Allegiant is another one of these Jerry World variant stadiums, and they're always doing tours because it's in Vegas, everything's a spectacle there, and it's a really nice look. And so there's these touring groups of people that everyone in the Notre Dame camp is worried are going to see the uniforms, are going to leak the uniforms, when in actuality, they just get to go back and tell a story about how they went and saw Allegiant. And some big football player wearing a white jersey kept screaming in the end zone during their entire tour. I'm just hoping that one person on that tour watches Mayer score a touchdown this weekend and goes, "Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
I have a question. Because it's a college game, but it's in an NFL stadium, can you still drink?
I think there's beer there.
I think there'll be beer there. Yeah.
Now
there are. What about what?
Do they sell like mixed drinks at the
stadium? I would say so. Yeah.
Dude, Sydney,
they sell it at Notre Dame Stadium.
Sydney, there are seats and areas in that stadium that look like bottle service at bars. I mean,
I just don't know, because it's college.
Literally, in one of the end zones, they have bottle service tables. It is interesting because, as people have pointed out, this is Notre Dame's famously Catholic fan base and BYU's famously Mormon fan base all going out to Sin City, which is like the start of a bad college football joke. But yeah. I think there's going to be booze there. And because of the clientele on the other side, there will be a lot more of it available for Notre Dame fans.
Yes, it's exactly right. And there are stadiums, Sydney, in college now that actually serve drinks. So
okay. We serve drinks.
I was going to say, Notre Dame serves booze well, when I mean, you guys sit.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's true. I have been hammered up there. I forgot. I was so drunk, I forgot.
A lot of stadiums are using it as incentive for people to buy the expensive seats by only serving it there.
Yeah, yes. They got us.
Uh-huh. Listen, the shoe fits.
Wear yeah, it. Exactly. Exactly. We should announce that we're having our golf tournament again.
Oh, yeah, that's good. We should have done podcast business at the beginning. One day I'll figure out how to structure and format this podcast, but
not today.
Not today. So no. Podcast business now coming 24 minutes into the podcast or more. So we had the Golic Family Subpar Classic last year to benefit the Golic Family Foundation and the four South Bend charities that were a part of that. And, Mom, we've got dates for this upcoming year, correct?
Yes. It's going to be on Saturday, June 24th and 25th. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday this year.
Right, right.
Instead of a Sunday and a Monday.
Yeah, there's going to be another concert. We don't know who it is yet, but it's going to be a Sunday concert. Night concert. So we're going to have our party on Saturday night. We'll have golf Sunday morning until early afternoon, and then for those that want to stay, and we'll absolutely have auction items that involve tickets to said concert as well. The concert will be Sunday night, so
it will be a good weekend.
And you know what else is interesting? The small theater downtown South Bend, the Morrison Theater, on Friday, John Mellencamp is playing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is some going to be some concerts, and then in between that is going to be our golf tournament. So that it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you guys know John Mellencamp songs?
I know John Mellencamp, and I probably would know if I heard it, but that bidding item at the auction is going to have an age minimum on it.
How about Little Pink Houses?
Little Pink
Houses. Darius sings it at his concert, or did. How about Jack and Diane?
Oh. Yeah. That's the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know some of the songs then.
His name used to be called John Cougar Mellencamp. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, did you see the people at our tournament, Mike? They are, you know, some of them are up there like our age. They're going to know.
We have a good split.
We have a good mixture.
Listen, I can't talk anymore. I am becoming people of a certain age.
Yes, you are.
On the things that are happening around me. So I have.
I was talking to Sydney last night. There was a thing on TV that is talking about how it has become fashionable with young people to go to dinner, the early bird special at like 5 o'clock.
It's the best.
That's becoming a thing with young people. They say they want to eat at 5, be in a food coma by 6:30. Like
Ben and I like high five when we're paying the check at like 6:10. We're like, fuck yes. We're like, we're going to be home by 6:30. I'm going to take my bath and I'm going to be in bed by 7:15.
Mikey, into that, right?
Of course.
Mikey, our Mikey, what about you? Can you do it or no? Are you into it?
I eat at very weird time. Like, let's put it this way. When I eat dinner has no bearing on when I go to sleep.
No.
Like, I have you guys ever heard of revenge bedtime syndrome?
No.
No. No.
So I don't know. It's like it's not a real thing, but it's the idea that your day, like you spend so much of your time doing like work or other things during the day and you get off late and you feel like you haven't had time to do stuff for yourself. And so you fight bedtime and are like watching or listening or doing things like that. That's me. That I am going to bed consistently between midnight and 1 a.m. Pacific.
Oh,
I could never
get done with whatever I'm doing. And I'm just like,
why do you hate sleep so much?
I don't know. I don't hate sleep. And I actually had this conversation with Brandon on Gojo, wherever you get your podcast. We did top five things, just things ever. Tell me what you guys think of this list, by the way.
Top five things? I mean, that's it? That can't be any things. More general.
Yeah, that's the idea. And you'll understand when I've got the list. Some things that were also receiving votes for top five things. Music, animals, and a perfectly executed high five / dab. Those were things that were just on the outside looking in.
It does feel good when you hit a great handshake.
And especially with someone that you don't know, you guys don't have a history, so you're just going in based on vibes and kind of assessing the situation.
Yep, agreed.
Number five, taking off your socks after a long day. Now, Mom and Sid, this may be taking off a bra after a long day. That's the closest comp that I've heard for a woman.
Yeah.
But taking off
your socks. So we're comparing feet to boobies?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just something that's trapped in something.
Right. Yeah. It's constrictive.
And now free. It's a great feeling after like a long, I'm not even saying a workout, just like a long day where you've had them on for a long time.
Yeah. It is a good feeling.
You can say that about shoes too. Like when you take your shoes off, if you've like walked a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because you don't wear socks.
Socks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a pretty good one.
So that was a number four, the sun.
The sun is great. Yes.
Makes everything better. We've all dealt with seasonal affective disorder. That shit's real. Number three, water. Versatile, five-tool player. Works in a variety of situations. Can be ice, can be rain, can be drinkable, can be swimmable.
Hard to argue.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you need it to live. You can live a pretty long time without eating. You can't live very long.
Isn't it so great when you drink water, like when you're really parched, like that first, like...
I'll be interested to hear what's ahead of water because water is pretty universal.
I'm sitting here waiting for like number two to be air and number one to be Reese's Hearts. That's where I feel like this is going.
We had a big debate about air because Brandon was a big proponent of a good breeze. And I still maintain that breeze is pretty far down on the list of weather related events that would make the top five list.
Yeah, I would agree.
Number two, community.
I mean, that one I don't know so much about because your mother and I don't have a lot of friends.
Ben and I got no fucking friends, bro.
Community doesn't mean a whole lot.
Yeah, what is community, Mike?
I mean, listen, community can be family. It can be the bond that brings us together to do this podcast. It can be the reason that you go to a place like Orange Theory Fitness where you've got this class related. It could be the community of people that support Crumble Cookies that we're all a part of when it drops here. Human beings crave community. It's one of the only ways that we can survive the hell ride on this rock. So
we don't. In all honesty, your mother and I don't crave community a whole lot. You, on the other hand, are Mr. Community. So I can understand this being in your list.
I'll disagree, though, because like when you're gone and I'm by myself, like if he's away traveling, like I enjoy being at Orange Theory and being around other people. And like,
I agree with
to
that.
The store. So yeah, like,
I don't.
I do.
I don't. I like my iPad and my Netflix.
Ben would be okay with never
seeing. Community?
We're community. Yeah. We're a small community.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Any relationship is great.
That's not a
all right.
One.
I mean, that's good for you. It would not be on my list, but
okay.
All right. And so, number one on my list, and this goes back to the original point that we were talking about with revenge bedtime syndrome. I put sleep as number one on the list, which I know Sydney would automatically ding, 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 co-sign our sleepy queen. But I realized that I don't know if I love sleep as much as I love the feeling of desperate exhaustion. And that's when I realize I am like the autoerotic asphyxiation of sleep, where I basically choke myself out to deprive myself of sleep for so long, and then eventually give way to its sweet release.
Oh my God. So, I mean, you know what?
Choking myself with a belt until I go to bed.
You know what? It's amazing, Mike. And it's not shocking because you were like this more than Sydney and Jake. You fought sleep more than any of the kids.
You did.
I mean, and it's obviously happening still now. It's unreal. You felt like even at fucking 1 year old, you were missing something and would not go to sleep.
How many times did he fall asleep in his food?
Oh, like, my God. We'd be at a restaurant or a dinner and your head would just be bobbing down into your food. We're like, just fucking go to sleep, dude.
You guys were letting me that drunk as a baby?
Oh.
I'll kind of pivot off that. It's like a really great feeling. Like, I don't feel that way about sleep like Mikey does, but to get into bed at nighttime, like
especially when you're really tired.
Yes, like getting into bed is kind of a sub.
That's all to me in the same bucket, by the
way.
Okay.
Yeah, but yours is more extreme. Bed. Like you push yourself to exhaustion. To like, I don't do that.
I was a high level athlete.
No wonder you're not married. You're all about the chase. You don't want to. You don't want to actually have the thing. You just want to be chased. You want to chase. That's it. You don't want to sleep. You want to be so desperate to sleep. That's all you want.
This quickly turned into a therapy session.
Yeah.
If you only had a clue about how right you are about this, I could save a lot of money going to therapy by just coming to you because you got this nailed down.
Break your mother's heart every day, Mike.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my God.
So true. Bedtime's tough now too. I have a night guard that I wear in my mouth. I use the Headspace app to try and calm myself down so I could sleep better at night. And
Do you
would you get a girlfriend, please?
Do you
God.
Struggle with the night guard?
No, night guard's been pretty good, actually. I've been a big fan of it. It's kind of nice.
I've hit the point where I actually can't sleep without my retainer. Like, I forgot it one night, and it took me probably 2 hours before I could fall asleep. Like, I need it.
I did Invisalign for like over a year, and I slept with it no problem. And then I had this period of time where I couldn't wear it for a while, and I tried to go back to it, and I absolutely couldn't do it. It like freaked me out for some reason. Like, it just felt like too much. So.
Speaking of going to sleep, who all uses white noise to go to sleep?
I sleep with headphones in. The white noise blasts in my ears.
Sid, obviously when you have a baby, that has to stop. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'm not even playing white noise anymore because I have to wake up when the baby wakes up.
Do you just sleep with headphones in now?
Yeah, sometimes.
That can't be good for your overall hearing.
No.
Why don't you stop that?
They fall out sometimes, like, in the middle of the night. So it's like 50-50.
What does your would-be doctor husband say about what effect that may have on you?
Well, he wants, there's like sleeping specific headphones, like Bose makes them, like, to sleep with at night. And he was like, just fucking order them. Like, or it's like down the street at Best Buy.
As easy as you fall asleep, Sid.
Yeah.
Why do you even need that stuff? It blows my mind.
Because
she doesn't like breathing.
Dorothy sleeps in our room and she snores.
Remember Dudley?
Oh, this, by the way, yes, for those who don't know, Dudley, our lab, loved to sleep with Sydney, and Sydney booted him from the room because she said he breathed too loud. Kick the dog out of the room.
Middle school age.
Yeah. And then he passed away from sadness. Way to go, Sydney. Well done. Yeah. Wow. He just looked at us one day and had that look on his face and said, I'm gone.
Do your dogs have dreams? My dog, like, every night, and it's always the most intense thing I've ever heard. Could you?
Dorothy's feet go like this.
Yes.
Hank does that. Yeah. Hank's feet go like he's actually able to run. He probably loves running in his dreams because he can't really run in real life anymore.
It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. Yeah. Yes.
Mike, do you use sound?
No.
Okay.
Mikey, good. A, do you?
TV. We sleep with the TV on.
All night?
Oh, wow.
We put a sleep timer on, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Sleep timer's the best.
I leave it on until the very last minute when I'm ready to fall asleep, and then I usually click it off. Like, but I usually have it on until I'm like ready to.
Yeah, I never turn it off because I'm always asleep first.
You know why? Because you crave community.
Did Brandon agree with you on most of those, or
no, we had a polar opposite list.
Really?
I don't remember his offhand, but I remember that they were very, very far apart.
I'm gonna have to find those now, so I hear Brandon's. I'm curious.
Reason for everyone to go and download, subscribe, rate, and review Gojo wherever you get your podcast.
Check it out,
side of that list.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, so Sydney.
Yes.
What did I do?
No.
Brainbuster time.
Brainbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's Brainbuster is a tried and true segment around this podcast where normally Sydney's medical doctor husband would give us a fact to make us all smarter. Ben's not here because he's studying to be a doctor. And so Sydney is essentially the Lord's vessel for this information now.
We're going to change it a little bit. She's going to present it in the form of a question with three possible answers, right, Sid?
Thank God there's possible answers.
And we're going to try it. We're all going to pick which one we think is.
C,
which is right.
C.
Okay, say, go ahead.
Ben's been learning about a lot of things, but recently about the nervous system and stuff like that. So he picked a question, or he gave me a question based off of that. I had to out loud recite this to him 10 times because I was saying it wrong.
Are they big words?
Yeah, you'll see. Okay, here's a question. What nerve provides parasympathetic innervation to the midgut? A, radical nerve. B, vagus nerve. C, pelvic splanchnic nerve. D, superior mesenteric artery.
What the fuck?
Which one? What nerve provides parasympathetic innervation to the midgut?
Can you go one more time through that list?
A, radical nerve. B, vagus nerve. C, pelvic splanchnic nerve.
D, superior mesenteric artery.
Is this one of his 47,000 flashcards?
He does 1,000 flashcards a day, and this was one of them.
I'm going to go with the vagus nerve because it gives you a pit in your stomach.
I'm going with vagus nerve.
You're excited you're
going
to be there.
Because we're going to Vegas.
All right, yeah. Since everyone else already guessed vagus nerve, I will go with whatever A was.
Maybe the Sputnik nerve.
What's wrong with that? Splanknik nerve.
Oh, Splanknik.
Mikey A, what's your choice?
B, vagus nerve.
Okay.
I'm pissed because it actually is vagus nerve. I kid you not. Last night I said, Ben, this question isn't going to work because my mom or my dad is going to pick it because we're going to Vegas this weekend. And Dad fucking said it.
Uh-huh. Whatever works, man. Yep. Whatever works.
Yep. So medical school, not that hard, apparently.
No, it's so. Really not.
Word
no.
Association.
I think getting Ben's brain buster right should knock off, what is it, a water from your top five list there. Best yeah.
That is true. Gotta add to the list. Sweet relief and a reminder that you too, listening right now, can be a doctor.
We could. Yes.
It's not that difficult, you guys.
No, it's
obviously.
Not that hard.
Yeah. God.
Not that hard.
No. Okay.
All right. And my Ben. Never mind. It's not even important. Okay. He said he just picked B for Ben. So.
Okay.
There we go. Again, doctor logic on display for all mm-hmm. mankind.
We're so
speaking
smart.
Of learned doctors, Dad, would you rathers?
All right, I got a couple here. I got a couple here I'll throw at you. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator?
Ski lift.
Elevator.
Ski lift, I mean, you see how high up you are.
Cold.
I mean, what? It's
You're swinging depending on the wind.
Yeah,
I'm going elevator.
I guess I would have to ask how high up you are in both.
Peak height for both.
Yeah, I don't know how comfortable I am being in a broken elevator on like floor 36.
Yeah.
Because you don't know why that thing's broken. You could be mere seconds from the drop that ends your life.
At least you could lay down in the elevator, though, if you're there for a while.
That's true.
Either way, the most important question is how many other people?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, on the ski lift, it's normally just one other or two other, right? An elevator could be full. That could be awful.
That would be. I'd vomit.
And that's the thing. You can fart. You can piss. You can do whatever you want in the ski lift. If you do that in the elevator, you've just sealed everyone in a box of boo-boo.
You like Community, though.
Yeah.
All right. How about this
say,
one?
It doesn't always look pretty. Elevator, yeah.
No, hey, listen. It's not always going to be cute. Sometimes you
elevator have to poopers
the exit, Matt, and then try and James Bond your way out.
Yep.
All right. Would you rather go alone to dinner or a movie?
Movie.
I go alone to movies all the time.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I've done both these. I've done both these a lot.
Dinner and a movie actually would be
that'd be great. Nice.
That was the easy one.
Everybody was on that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So quick, I haven't found my next one yet. Damn it. Oh, how about this? I think where everybody will go here, maybe. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Olympics, for sure.
I figured that. The only one I thought maybe would be different would be Mike.
Or Ben,
right.
I might go Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Ben's going to win the
Nobel Peace Prize.
Peace Prize is probably something Ben would like to do.
Can Ben win that for actually figuring out how somebody has a concussion since there's no real, you know.
Honestly, if he did something as groundbreaking as like concussion or CTE, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I see one on there. Would you rather go on a survival reality show or a dating game show?
Oh, wow.
Mikey. Survival reality.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to do that, man. You can. I mean, some of that shit, man, out in the wild. I don't need that. I don't need to
You'd
make my own.
You'd rather eat bugs than go on a.
Yeah, I don't need to make
show.
My own bed.
For Mike, they're the same thing.
Again, Mikey A, your psychiatrist.
Oh my God.
Mike, which one?
He said reality. Survival. He said
survival.
Yeah.
You missed the joke.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? We'll finish on this one. Would you rather have a 10-hour dinner with a headstrong politician from an opposing party or attend a 10-hour concert for a music group you detest?
Concert, I can get. Concert. Well, yeah. Either way, I'm getting blackout drunk, I can tell you that. But concert, at least you can, like, I don't know. Like, you're not as trapped.
10 hours of somebody just spewing their opinion on you. Like, oh,
yeah,
that'd be awful.
I think I'd do the concert as
I think I could have a lot of fun just playing hardball the other way and to try and get the politician to go absolutely.
But that, but that's 10 hours that you have to be interactive with them. At least at the concert.
10 hours is a lot. 10 hours is a lot.
Yeah. That's the shitty side of community right there.
10 hours at a concert, you might eventually like the group at the end.
You might.
True.
So because Jake wouldn't be involved in this one, the way I'm going to ask it, I'm going to ask this one. Since Mike, you are the oldest and Sydney, you are the youngest. The would you rather is, would you rather be the youngest or the oldest? Would either one of you like to flip flop?
Sydney, oh, no, I love my life, man. I really nailed it. I mean,
Mike, how about you? Knowing what comes along with the oldest and the personality and such, would you like to switch to the youngest?
No.
Mike does not want to be me. Is what it comes down to.
It's too much for me. I can't handle all of that.
Okay.
So handle all what?
Which one would Jake want to switch with?
Oh, that'd be a good question.
Ooh. That would be.
Yeah. I think he'd want to be Sydney.
I think
honestly,
he would
the
too.
Way I am treated, he'd probably want to be me.
Yeah, I think he'd want to be Sydney.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
No, I think Jake would give up his lot in life in that. The two things Jake would give up his lot in life to do would be to go to outer space and then to be the youngest child and come back with Sydney's freedoms and financial backing.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it, man. Someone's got to hold it down.
No, nobody has to do it.
Mom.
We're good without it.
Well. What you guys have to do is continue to download, subscribe, rate, and review Sorry in Advance wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Every little bit helps. We greatly appreciate it. Like we said, keep a lookout. Golf tournament dates are out there, so keep that in mind as you go forward and plan for next year. We're going to try and keep expanding, make that a bigger deal, get everyone involved. We're also going to try and do this show live on YouTube at some point next week when we're all in South Bend for Jackson's christening so we can whore that baby out for content on these internet streets. And just keep an eye out for all that and check in with us then. Thanks so much. We're sorry in advance.
I'm not.